This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where the ergonomic excellence meets your rifle. This is where when you tuck it into the pocket of your shoulder, instead of going, oh, that feels okay, you just go, The right ergonomic fit can be both really effective and really pleasing. And they have developed that over time with all their various shapes, various geometries at Boyd's Gunstocks. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, I am, more than anything else, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, a husband, broadcaster, and I have watched politics since the day I got out of the military, some 28 years ago. I have never seen such a concerted effort to go after a legally elected president before. I didn't see this when George W. Bush got it from the Florida Supreme Court. You know, I didn't see it there. I haven't. And, you know, Al Gore still complains about that today, too. Al Gore and Hillary, from that time frame, they just can't let go sometimes. But that's all beside the point. Because now I'm angry. The news that the FBI raided the law offices and residence of Donald Trump's personal counsel, Michael Cohen, and seized protected lawyer-client communications was first leaked yesterday to the deep state favorite New York Times, with the legal rationale parceled out subsequently to the Washington Post. The raid was conducted under the auspice of the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, a Trump appointee, following a criminal referral from Mueller's team. That was a nice touch, insulating Mueller from direct responsibility by outsourcing to a Trump appointee. Make no mistake about this. Seizing the protected communications of a president of the United States with his lawyer is a thermonuclear approach to a legal investigation. Cohen has been cooperating with the investigation of Special Counsel Mueller, so it is difficult to understand why this extraordinary step was applied to a sitting president's attorney. This reminds me of when they seized Elian Gonzalez. Do you remember that? Do you remember the kid that made it across the, you know, his mother died getting him here, and he became a poster boy for Fidel Castro, and Janet Reno and Bill Clinton had him snatched by the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol went into a private residence, hands on guns, you know, pointing H&K MP5s loaded hot at family members to get this kid. Now, to that point, they were going through the court system and everything else, and they finally decided, enough is enough. We're just going to snatch this kid. I'm sure there's details I'm missing here, but I remember how the thing went. And I remember how disturbing I found that. I remember how disturbing I found that to be. I find this equally disturbing, because here you got a guy who's cooperating with this investigation, which is nothing more than a witch hunt now. Started out about Russian collusion. Now we got Stormy Daniels involved in it. And you know what? I couldn't care less what he did, not in office. He was not a politician. We've got whole, there's whole entertainment fields that have arisen out of the lives and the, you know, the promiscuities of people in entertainment. And Donald Trump was in real estate and he was in entertainment prior to being president. And he was elected president not because he was a choir boy. He was elected president because he was an effective person. He got things done. That's what we need, is something like that. Well, that just isn't working. And, you know, former U.S. Attorney Joseph DeGeneva and Victoria Taunsing appeared on Lou Dobbs' Fox Business and eviscerated the decision to make the raid. Victoria Taunsing said Monday, Mueller and his gang have weaponized the criminalized justice system. These no-knock raids that were done on his personal lawyer's house and offices, these kinds of tactics are reserved for dope dealers and terrorists. Joseph DeGeneva said Mueller is using interim tactics, using the grand jury to intimidate people and influence Trump's conduct. And the special counsel, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and FBI Director Christopher Wray are conducting an investigation designed to take down the President of the United States, DeGeneva says. Mueller, Wray, and Rosenstein are anti-Trumpers. This is not a good faith federal investigation. It is designed to embarrass the President, and I believe they have determined they want to take him down. Contrast this with the way they've treated Hillary. Hillary compromised SAP, Special Access Protocol information. That alone should make sure that she never gets paid to do another. You can't get paid to do speeches when you're incarcerated. She should be in Leavenworth. The people who put together that server should be in Leavenworth. The people who had knowledge of that server should be in Leavenworth. They should all be in Leavenworth together. Instead, her aides have gotten immunity for giving nothing up. The contrast here could not be any greater. It is no coincidence that this thermonuclear escalation on the part of the deep state is taking place as that Clinton exoneration is undergoing scrutiny. I mean, a lot of people are looking at that saying, well, wait a minute, why did this happen this way and why did this happen that way? Is this like a deal in the making? We'll leave your guy alone if you leave our gal alone? The problem here is that the deep state is going to make a really bad miscalculation with this one. A really bad miscalculation. The idea that we would let a sitting president that we elected there, who's done nothing wrong, he's done nothing wrong. Listen, the collusion, there was collusion, but it was between Hillary. Hillary was, Bill Clinton was getting paid by the Russians. Hillary got money for Uranium One. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there that she was not authorized to do that she did anyway. And she's walking around still talking about, well, it's because all of you women out there, you white women that are married to these Republican husbands, you listened to them and you didn't vote who you should have voted for now, didn't you? And yet, even with somebody, this is the legal equivalent, in my view, of shooting somebody whose hands are up, he's handcuffed, he's laying on the floor, and you shoot him anyway. Because you never intended to take him in, you just want to take him down. They want to take Trump down. And, you know, I keep seeing people like Lindsey Graham getting up there and saying, if he were to fire Robert Mueller, there would be hell to pay. Well, pal, if this keeps on going, that may be true in other circumstances as well. This kind of stuff right here, this can't be allowed to continue to go on. We got stuff that needs doing. Right now, I find it interesting. We're going to talk about the timing of all this as we go along, but I find it interesting that now that the National Guard is headed to the border, this goes out. This goes off. There's a lot of things that are coincidental here that make me wonder. But we'll discuss that in the next little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is where all of the R&D culminates. All of the time they have spent at Boyd's trying to figure out what's going to work best for this kind of gun, or how many different variations could there be for this kind of gun. All the brands, all the models from all the brands, 200 brands to 2,000 models, all of that is what you find in the finished product. What's behind that, you can't begin to imagine. Check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now then, back to the thermonuclear that we've just sort of witnessed. In absence of any public statements from Mueller's team or the FBI or the DOJ, just leaks to the pet media outlets, we can only speculate as to the motives for this thermonuclear escalation of tactics being used against Trump in the effort to reverse the presidential election of 2016. That's what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. They have extended the fishing expedition to include seizure of protected communications between the president and his lawyers, now in the hands of the FBI, the same agency that has been stonewalling congressional investigation into its behavior in launching the surveillance of the Trump campaign on charges of collusion with Russia. Should be noted that no evidence whatsoever of such collusion has been developed and made public, which has to be a deep embarrassment at a minimum. Now, as an update, Trump was negotiating conditions for his interview with the special counsel that were restrictive as to what could be asked. Mueller, maybe, he determined that this was unlikely to be productive. This raid now virtually precludes such an interview being agreed to. This will enable Mueller to seek a grand jury subpoena, which would lead to free questioning of the president with no counsel present. Trump can be expected to decline to honor such a subpoena, which would set off a constitutional crisis and help along the impeachment movement. Now that the FBI is embarrassed and potentially criminally liable for its behavior in the FISA warrant application, they have free rein now to examine the private and legally protected communications between Trump and his lawyer and fish for further lines of inquiry, even if legally constrained from using evidence that is legally protected. The president and the public are supposed to trust that a separate group, if FBI agents specially trained in examining protected attorney-client communications, will fully safeguard the interests of the president and his counsel. They say trust us, even as they stonewall congressional inquiries into their criminal behavior investigating the president. Timing is everything. The long-awaited DOJ Inspector General's report is coming any day now. We don't know what it will say, but in all likelihood, it will move the national conversation in a direction unfriendly to the interests of the deep state. Somebody lives in a wealthy suburban New York neighborhood deeply hostile to Trump emails, a telling vignette on the public being targeted by this raid. I was sitting in a train station watching CNN with people declaring even the Republican Congress has to consider impeachment at this point, blah, blah, blah. The one thing I would think is that anything found regarding Trump can't be used against him because of attorney-client privilege, but that doesn't mean they won't make it public and destroy him that way. If only the leftists cheering this on understood what it means more broadly. In 4+ months, there's an election that's going to occur, in which control of the House of Representatives and the Senate is at stake. And even if the evidence developed out of the raid is thrown out of court, in any resulting prosecution, that is irrelevant. What is important is the ammunition to be developed and leaked to the pet media outlets and can be used to sway voters to elect an impeachment Congress. My strong suspicion here is that, having failed to find anything related to his mandate, Mueller is baiting the president to fire him. And by stepping over the line and fishing for evidence in confidential and privileged attorney-client relations, he is misbehaving. But doing so is a clear through a clear cut, the U.S. attorney in New York, and he wants the firestorm that could result to push control of Congress into Democrat hands. This is the way they play the long game. Washington, D.C., remember Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. didn't want anybody to have guns. And so when they were found to be when it was found that their policies that they kept trying to push just weren't cutting it, and they were told they had to start, you know, doing shall issue, they considered pushing that to the Supreme Court. Now, despite the fact that the Supreme Court hasn't taken anything up, immediately, whoever the, you know, the district attorney or whatever it is that was presiding over this case for D.C., they were contacted by people in New York and by, you know, California and New Jersey and all these other places telling him, fall on your sword on this one, because if this goes to the Supreme Court and they find out that this is, you can't do that, that applies to us too. So in order to play the long game and to keep the normal of May issue, that to make it look normal, like we're doing what we can, this, that, the other, for gun control to still have a voice, so to speak, Washington, D.C. had to take it for the team. And I don't know how easy it is to get a gun permit there. I hope it's a lot easier now because they did take it for the team. But this is the way they play the long game. They'll sacrifice anybody for this. Mueller will sacrifice himself for this. Now, what this means is this. We now have to develop the capacity both to not care what they find and to continue to push the edge of the envelope, continue to push for this agenda, continue to push the Republicans to be Republicans. A lot of them are going away. A lot of them will be replaced by I don't know who. I don't know how much. I know Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy has gotten out there and said, you know, I haven't really done anything. And as popular as he is and as good as he is on TV and everything, he's correct. I can't think of a single bill that he has written, pushed through, and seen become legislation. He's been a chairman of a lot of things. He gets a lot of FaceTime and everything else. But this is indicative of politics. These guys get into the House or the Senate, and then they don't do anything except get on TV. So this is pushing into a place we probably don't want to see it go, but we've got to stand our ground in regards to supporting our president, whatever that means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is where, you know, this is where things meet the road. When somebody gets out there and starts a company of this type, there's a whole lot of development that goes into this. And when they finally get out there and start offering you the product for sale, you know, to use. There is more stuff that they have to develop, check out, research, all these things. So the fact that Boyd's is out there doing it today, that tells you that they have achieved everything they intended to do, and now you get to take advantage of the fruit of their labor. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who's the owner of Amazon. He's also a Trump foe. He was the chosen vehicle of the Mueller investigation and the DOJ to leak their rationale for this huge escalation in tactics used to bring down a sitting president. So I'm going to quote extensively from that article to present the information leaked by public servants to an enemy of the president. One person familiar with the probe said investigators have been gathering material on Cohen for weeks, including his bank records. Two of the potential crimes being investigated, bank fraud and wire fraud, suggest prosecutors have some reason to think Cohen may have misled bankers about why he was using particular funds or may have improperly used banks in the transfer of funds. Cohen has said he used a home equity line of credit to finance the payment to Stormy Daniels and said that neither the Trump organization nor the Trump campaign reimbursed him for the payment. Banks don't usually require much explanation from customers about how they use credit lines. However, Cohen may have been asked to provide explanation for the large dollar transfers he made when he moved the money to a shell company and then to a lawyer for Daniels. Okay, if he was asked, who asked him? Why was he asked? By whom? That is a key question. Back to it. The search request for records related to the payment of the Daniels to Daniels cited investigators' interest in possible violations of election law, according to one person familiar with the investigators' work. On October 17th, Cohen established Essential Consultants LLC as a vehicle for the $130,000 payment. Records show 10 days later on October 27th, the bank Cohen used in New York transferred the money to Daniels via a California bank account belonging to her lawyer, Keith Davidson. 11 months later, on September 2017, that California bank, City National Bank of Beverly Hills, asked Davidson about the source of the payment according to an email reviewed by the Washington Post. Bank officials declined to comment on whether the inquiry was triggered by a request or a subpoena from law enforcement. Now this is beginning, you know, when you throw that hook, a lot of times you'll see alligator hunters throwing these like grappling hooks out there and dragging it across trying to hook an alligator. It's blind, but it's an expedition. And maybe it's a setup reminiscent of Lavrenti Beria's, Stalin's head of secret police. He had a very famous dictum. He said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. So, bank fraud, which is failing to respond accurately to question from the bank that likely was prompted by some outsider looking to find the crime, is in law a serious felony, even if there was no harm to the bank from the misapplication of the funds. Wire fraud is another count that can be brought for the same infraction if electronic means were used to transfer funds, as they almost always are in today's 21st century time. The key here is that Michael Cohen can now be squeezed to implicate Trump, as in finding Mueller, the crime, in something illegal in the course of his long representation of Trump. The raid was not personally directed by Mueller, but was rather outsourced to the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, June Kim, a Trump appointee who received a criminal referral from Mueller. The Cohen raids required high-level authorization within the Justice Department. Under regulations governing the special counsel work, Mueller is required to consult with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein if his team finds information worth investigating that does not fall under his mandate to examine Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Rosenstein, as the acting Attorney General supervising Mueller's work, has the responsibility of deciding whether to expand the mandate to include the new topic or to refer it to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Since Cohen is a practicing attorney whose communications with clients are considered privileged, federal prosecutors would have been required to first consider a less intrusive investigative tactic than a search warrant before executing the raids. Now, almost certainly the president's remaining lawyers are going to bring legal action, and they're going to seek to uncover the reasoning behind the raid against a lawyer who is cooperating with the active investigation. Prosecutors face a serious hurdle in obtaining a guilty verdict on election law. Further, we get to pursue criminal charges against Cohen for breaking federal election law. Prosecutors would have to prove that he made the payment to Daniels to influence the election rather than for personal reasons, to protect Trump's reputation, for example, or his marriage. Now, John Hinderaker of Powerline explains why this is a deep state operation in its face. He writes, it is blindingly obvious that this whole story and the leak thereof is a political attack on Trump by the Democratic Party. There's only one serious question. Didn't Trump appoint the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, and the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions? Yes, he did. So why is the DOJ making war on the president? The answer is that Trump and his appointees do not control the departments they ostensibly run. Leftists tell us that at DOJ it is critically important that a political appointee not interfere with the career professionals who do all the work. I cry BS. The career professionals are just Democratic Party lifers who've risen to the top of the bureaucracy, often by avoiding any actual risky work. I'm not talking about FBI agents on the street, the majority of the assistant U.S. attorneys. I'm talking about career bureaucrats like James Comey, Bob Mueller, Andy McCabe, and so on. Trump's appointees absolutely should interfere with these Democratic Party operatives. They should order them to direct their efforts toward legitimate law enforcement ends, not toward Democratic Party activism. Those who refuse should be fired. We are witnessing, as Scott says, a political death struggle with the authorities operating under Trump's nominal control. Trump and his loyal appointees need to assert the powers that the voters have given them. And that's exactly what it is, a political death struggle. But the DOJ Inspector General's report is, like I said earlier, coming soon. And when it gets here, it's going to be bad for the deep state. So whatever damage they're going to do, we have to have faith in the president to weather it. He is a surprise. He's very resilient. He takes everything in stride. That's what I like about him. He's very plain spoken, if you will. That's the other thing I like about him. He's not really going to sit around. I watched him talk about this in a video replay from yesterday, and it is very apparent that he is very angry, and at the same time, he's very much in control of himself. And that is a dangerous thing to awaken in somebody that can control their anger to that degree. That's what you got to be worried about, deep state, because this guy, you're nothing to him. You're not that big of a deal. And he's coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it would just play.
Gun stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
At BoydsGunStocks.com, you have the benefit of decades of thought, of failure, of redesign, field testing, and now what you have is ergonomic excellence waiting on you there. The shapes, the geometry, all waiting for you. Go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. For the next little bit, folks, we're going to need more Mark Robinsons. We need a lot of Mark Robinsons. If you don't know who Mark Robinson is, Let me let you listen to Mark Robinson addressing his city council in Greensboro, North Carolina, I believe.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes. I didn't have time to...
You have to give us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Mark Robinson. I live at 4015 Sassafras Court. That's right here in Greensboro. I've lived in Greensboro all my life. I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to... I didn't have the resource of a English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today and be, brought over here or practice or anything. What I really came down here for is this. I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group, and domestic violence, and blacks, and these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. I've never done anything like that. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It's ridiculous. I don't think Rod Serling could come up with a better script. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today. Gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community, because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law. I follow the law. I'll bring my guns down here. I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're going to hold on to them. And what's going to happen when you have to send the police down there to go take them? The police can barely enforce the law as it is. As what I see, we demonize the police, criminalize and vilify the police, and we make the criminals and the victims. And we're talking about restricting guns? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that when the police department's already hamstrung? You're not going to be able to go down here and take these guns from these criminals. So the criminals are going to hold on to their guns. They're still going to have them. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen without a fight. And when I say fight, I don't mean shots fired. I don't mean fist thrown. I mean I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority. The majority of the people in this city are law-abiding, and they follow the law. And they want their constitutional right to be able to bear arms. They want to be able to go to the gun show and buy a hunting rifle or a sport rifle. They don't military-grade weapons sold at the gun show. An AR-15 is not a military-grade weapon. Anybody would go into combat with an AR-15 is a fool. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle. You'd be killed in 15 minutes in combat with that thing. So we need to dispel all these myths, and we need to drop all this division that we got going on here. Because the bottom line is, when that Second Amendment was written, whether the framers liked it or not, they wrote it for everybody. And I am everybody. And the law-abiding citizens of this city are everybody. And we want our rights, and we want to keep our rights. And by God, we're going to keep them, come hell or high water.
We need more Mark Robinsons. Imagine, if you will, I mean, this has gone viral. That has gone viral. Now, what does this remind me of? This reminds me that a single activist hitting in the right space at the right time can make statements that shock the establishment. This shocks the establishment. That's within all of you. This is a man who knows how to control his anger. This is a man who knows how to control his rage at the injustice. And this is a man who doesn't have any access to grind. And it's particularly clever because in order to do some of the things they would do to me if I did it, they would have to try that with him. And they can't try it with him because this is just a regular American citizen, happens to be male, happens to be black, and he happens just to be average American person. Which is the majority of all of us. Now, this fight is going to go on forever. And I have, I've resigned myself to this. But sometimes when I'm sitting around and I'm considering what's the next move, what's the next this, what's the next that, one of the things I think to myself is that we need more people like this guy. I'm being asked in the chat room, what is this guy's name? His name is Mark Robinson. He said that he was speaking to the Greensboro City Council when he said this. Greensboro, North Carolina. Now, I do this. You know, I do this all the time. And I say some things that if it were to come to the attention of some of the leftists, they would call it quite inflammatory. They would say I'm banging the war drum, advocating for a next civil war. I'm not advocating for any of that stuff. I'm just preparing to meet it. I think we all need to be prepared to meet it. when they're out there talking the stuff, that using the rhetoric that they use, when they're out there and, you know, Kamala Harris says if she got into who would she rather get into an elevator with, Trump, Pence, or Sessions? And she asks, do both of us have to come out alive? She's talking about killing a constitutional officer of the government. And that's a joke, and that's okay. The new normal. When we listen to people like David Hogg, and he's out there talking about all this nonsense about, we'll outlive you, we'll do this, we'll do that, they're saying they want to see us dead. They speak without any basis. In fact, they just speak on, you know, based upon what they're trying to remember of what they were coached to say. And then the complicit media, like Rob and I were talking about earlier, they're out there and they just goad it on. They allow it to happen. Now, if facts were to lead me to the belief that guns are the problem in this country, in the culture today, then I would be the first one on board to say, well, let's get rid of them then. But it isn't the guns. It's never been the guns. The guns have been there forever. The guns were there when I was a kid. We didn't have the kind of stuff happening here that we have now. We're coming to a point of critical mass, and I don't think some of these people quite get it. And the problem is that the rank and file Antifa types that have gotten out there and gotten us all alert, the deep state doesn't know that we're alert now and we're watching. So be advised, we're alert, we're watching. And we'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to make my boss want to talk to all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. HypeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.